All right. Well, if you have your Bibles tonight, you can find your place in the 138th Psalm. The 138th Psalm tonight. Psalm 138. And when you're there, I want us to see just one verse this evening as kind of the jumping off point to the thought tonight. Psalm 138 and verse number 1. Psalm 138 and verse number 1. The Bible says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I want you to notice that phrase, the first half of that verse. Of course, Psalm 138 is a psalm of David here. And David says here, I will praise thee with my whole heart. And that's what I want us to see here tonight, this thought of the whole heart. And you know, when we sing, or when we testify, or when we give praise to our God, it should be done in such a way, it should be done where it's not just perfunctory. That it's just not repetitive, that it's not just some sort of one note or offbeat rote sort of praise. When we testify and when we praise and when we worship the Lord, it should be sincere. It should be wholehearted. It should be a personal praise. When we are praising the Lord, it should come from somewhere deep within our hearts. It should come from somewhere within us that, you know, maybe we've had a tough week, or maybe we've had a tough day, or maybe we've had we come alone and we get alone with God, and we come apart to worship Him and praise Him and testify of Him. And that needs to be done sincerely and wholeheartedly, and it needs to be a personal praise. And we see here that we should especially praise Him for revealing to us eternal truth in His Word. The Bible that we hold in our hands, it is the eternal Word of God. It is the living Word of God. And we should not hesitate to praise our true God. Even, and this is what David is saying here. He says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. And then you see the kind of the colon there. He continues the thought. He says, before the gods, lowercase g, before the gods, lowercase g, will I sing praise unto thee. And so even amidst all the false gods of this world, and listen, there are many false gods in this world. There are many false deities in this world. And this past Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, we celebrated the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, down throughout history, there have been many great religious leaders. There have been many great prophets. There have been many great men of God down through the ages, but only one of them rose again. Only one of them is alive today evermore. And I found out very quickly that the devil, he doesn't mind if we, you know, like a certain religious leader. He doesn't mind if we like a certain prophet, or if we read after a certain prophet or a religious leader, so long as we aren't following after the one true God in the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't like it when we praise Him wholeheartedly, even amongst the false gods of the world. And notice there, verse number 2. Psalm 138 and verse number 2. David here says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. And notice what he says, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. We see here he has the Lord, he has taken his word, the word of God. And David says he has magnified it. He has made it bigger than even his name. And we see that the Holy Scriptures, they are our greatest physical possession. Of all the things we could have in this world, if I was stranded on a desert island somewhere, and I had my phone, I had my wallet, if I'm stranded somewhere on a desert island, chances are I'm not going to get signal. And so that phone's going to be useless. Not going to be able to call anybody, not going to be able to get on the internet, not going to be able to send an email. It's useless. I have my wallet, might have some cash, might have my debit card, my credit card. But again, I'm stranded. Desert Island, I mean, unless there's a tiki bar somewhere close by, I don't know what I'm going to use that money or that wallet for or that debit card for. But if I'm stranded and I have my Bible along with those things, I can use my Bible. And so we see it's our greatest possession of all the things that we have in this world. Why? Turn, if you would, Matthew chapter 24. The Gospel of Matthew 24. Keep your finger in Psalms. We'll be back. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, notice there, if you would, verse number 35. Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 35. The Bible says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Now, his word is forever. It's not going anywhere. Even if we don't always have access to it, it's still there, enduring down through the ages. In Psalm 119, we'll be there in a moment, but verse number 89, the Bible says, "His word is forever settled in heaven." His word is forever settled in heaven. That means this book has been settled long ago, and even in the day and age where people want to debate the Bible and pick apart the Bible and everything else that comes along with that, Scripture tells us this has been settled in heaven long ago. And so, you know, people can argue about it, but it's been settled. It says what it says. It means what it says. And the phrase we're focusing in on here tonight is there in verse number 1. Where David says, "I will praise thee with my whole heart." I will praise thee with my whole heart. Now that phrase, the whole heart, it occurs a number of times in our Bible. Especially in the Psalm of the Word, Psalm 119. And in fact, if you'll turn over there, we're going to look tonight at the testimony of the psalmist in Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, and we're going to look at several verses tonight, and I'm going to give you a couple quick truths, and then we'll be done. Notice there, verse number 2. Psalm 119, verse number 2. The Bible says, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart." Then notice verse number 10. Verse number 10, the Bible says, "With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments." Then skip down, verse number 34. Verse number 34, the Bible says, "Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Then skip down, verse number 58. The Bible says, I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. And then look down, verse number 69. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. And then finally, verse number 145. Verse number 145. The Bible says, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. And so we're seeing here tonight this idea of living for God, of serving God, of doing what it is we do for God with our whole heart. And we see here that the psalmist in Psalm 119 gives us several things that we need to do with our whole heart. Number one, he teaches us that we need to keep his testimonies with our whole heart. We need to keep his testimonies. Verse number 2 again, blessed are they that keep his testimonies. We need to keep thy law in verse number 34. We need to keep thy precepts in verse number 69. And we need to keep thy statutes in verse number 145. And we need to do these things. Keep his testimonies. Keep thy law. Keep thy precepts. And keep thy statutes. And we need to do those things with our whole heart. And we need to do it with our whole heart for the good and sufficient reason that he is our Lord. That's who he is tonight. He is our God. He is our Lord. And he has given us his eternal word. He has given us the living word of God that we have already established in Psalm 138 and verse number 2, that he is magnified even above his own name. And so we need to keep his word with our whole heart. And we see that if we keep his word, if we keep his testimonies, if we keep his law, if we keep thy precepts, if we keep thy statutes, if we keep these things with our whole heart, as Psalm 138 tells us in verse number 1, where David says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. And so tonight, if we keep his word with our whole heart, we will be able to praise him with our whole heart. And our praise and our worship and our testifying of God and to God will not be repetitive. It will not be perfunctory. It will not be some rote, boring praise, but it will be a praise that is sincere and wholehearted and personal and something that comes from the heart as we seek to praise and honor and glorify the Lord. And so tonight I hope, I pray, and my prayer for us tonight is that whatever it is we find ourselves doing for God, and it doesn't matter how big, how small, it really doesn't matter. But are we giving our whole heart? Are we doing it with our whole heart? Are we giving him our best? Or are we just kind of doing it half-heartedly? I hope tonight that whatever it is God calls us to do, no matter how big, how small, whether it's working a job, going to school, running errands, going to the store, whatever it is he calls us to do, that we will do it with our whole heart by obeying his word, and then our praise will be wholehearted. as well. Let's pray.